For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We're super excited to go out to the River Islands guest line and talk to our friend Bob Fitzgerald, TV voice of the Dubs. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
What's up, guys? I mean, multiple sponsorships, like for the guests, for the studio. You guys are on fire right now.
Yeah, what would you like written on the back of your neck so that you can keep coming on the show? We'll get you sponsored here, Bob.
You know, decent guy, lots of friends, loves Notre Dame football, okay. You know, something like that.
Just put a big great around the green.
We're gonna put a big shamrock on your forehead. That'll work. Oh man! Hey, what'd you think? What was your big takeaway from game one?
Well, I went with the boxing analogy a little bit towards the end of the game, and one of my favorite kind of matchups was Roberto Duran versus Sugar Ray Leonard. Because I loved Sugar Ray because he was such a great boxer and Olympics and the whole bit. And Duran just mauled him and mugged him and got him in the corner. And, you know, and Duran won that first fight. And then Sugar Ray boxed him in the No Moss fight where Duran basically quit. Well, the Warriors just played the Duran fight and beat Houston at their own game. And that's what's very exciting because the Warriors can play better. But 95-85 with 22 offensive rebounds and huge physicality and Steven Adams tossing bodies all over the place. Like, that's a Houston type of game because they're an amazing offensive rebounding team, the best in the NBA, and they're an excellent defensive team. But the Warriors beat them, you know. And so if this moves to 120-115 or 110-105, that's going to favor the Warriors. So, you know, you played Houston style, and a credit to the Rockets for imposing their will on that, except the Warriors won the game. So that's kind of my takeaway from game one. And then, you know, at practice today, I was kind of there to see if the vibe is, you know, hey, they got the split and that's what you want and this and that. The attention to detail and the level of, you know, just kind of the Warriors getting after it was very encouraging for game two. I mean, I think they're like, hey, every playoff game, there's no, hey, we're happy we got a split. But it does bring up that out of 30 playoff series with Steve Kerr, Steph, and Draymond, they won at least one road game in 29 of those 30 series, which that is just remarkable, remarkable amongst this team.
Yeah, especially when you take game one, and you're right, there's the mentality to think house money, but I don't believe that this team will, pondering what it would mean to go up 2-0. And Mark and I were talking, Fitz, about what kind of a game can Houston actually win? If they can't win a 95-85 Leonard Duran slugfest, does it have to come down to Houston just having an epic shooting night to be able to win a game?
No, I wouldn't say epic shooting night. You know, when you see Van Vliet 4 of 19 and 2 of 13 on threes, Van Vliet's capable of a 30-point night. I mean, he's championship experience and doesn't turn it over and, you know, is a better shooter than 2 of 13 on threes, for, you know, certainly. Now, he has not had a great shooting year. The other one is Jalen Green. You know, if you look at how can Houston win, look at their win at Chase Center, you know, in their last meeting there. that was the best Houston could do. They bottled up Steph. They were amazing on the glass. They were good defensively. But Van Vliet had a night, and Jalen Green had a night, and Dylan Brooks had a night. Dylan Brooks is a 38% three-point shooter, you know, and he had 11 points, and he was 3 of 9 for the game. So I wouldn't say epic shooting night, but you're right. I mean, Houston has to shoot the ball. I mean, all the defense, all the rebounding, all the toughness, all the run-jump athletes, all the depth, the ball must go through the basket at some point. And the Warriors have more guys that can do that, I think, than the Rockets do.
Bob, you've obviously watched so much in terms of Warriors playoff performers over the last decade and a half, and I wonder how you would now fit Jimmy Butler into that conversation. What was your sort of first impression and how he compares to what other top Warrior offensive players have done in the past in the playoffs?
You know what's weird is you see, Mark, where there's some Iguodala in his game. There's some Klay Thompson in this game, not from the three-point shooting, but that Klay would show up offensively a lot in the playoffs. And so, Jimmy, to me, there's a little Iguodala and a little Klay in terms of past Warrior playoff performers, but this guy's the real deal, man. I mean, 42 minutes, 25 points, you know, 7 boards, 6 assists, 5 steals. Like, my goodness, what a tremendous player. And with Draymond and with Steph, and then you have GP2 and you've got Looney out there, and here's Moses Moody and Pajemski making plays in the fourth quarter, because this series and any other future series are all going to tip on what does Moody do, what does Pajemski do, what does Quentin Post do, what does Buddy Hield do, like the ancillary guys. Those are the guys that are going to tip you. I know what Steph and Draymond and Jimmy are going to do. I feel very good about what they're going to do. But it's the other guys, when they play well, that's when the Warriors are at their very best. And I thought Moody, pull-up jumper, big corner three, Pajemski driving by Dylan Brooks and laying it in at the end and being plus 17, the highest plus-minus on the team in his very first playoff game. Like, that stuff makes you feel pretty good about where the Warriors are right now.
You think about the bench and, you know, GP2, almost 16 minutes, and he was a minus 10. And some of that was circumstance where, you know, Houston made their run after being down 23. But, you know, Buddy, if he's not shooting, Quentin looked a little bit like he was in the deep end. And beyond that, not a ton of bench help. Is there a chance that Steve either alters the rotation or changes what he's trying to do with that next five?
Well, I think the thing, Dibs, is that, you know, Steve has said, and he said it with you guys, you had a great conversation, I think, last week when you talked to him, kind of, you know, what is the thought process on some of the bench roles? And I think he knows the main sled dogs, but it's going to be different guys at different times and different groupings based on how they play. You know, like you said, Quentin Post, that was his very first playoff game. He got in there and went, oh my God, this is the deep end of the pool with Steven Adams and Şengün. And, you know, and I like Quentin's fight. He was in the fight, but, you know, he missed both his threes. And, you know, he looked like, you know, a first guy. That's fine. But Gui Santos, in 6.5 minutes, had 5 points and, you know, committed one foul, had a rebound, hit a three, made a cut, got fouled, hit both free throws. Like, you know, that's going to be it sometimes through where you're playing kind of hit or miss on the bench. The one thing that makes you another Warrior encouraging point is the Warrior bench has been amazing all year, and they didn't have a great bench night. So I feel good that down the road in this series that the bench will be even more productive. Ime Udoka went 8 guys. I mean, Tari Eason, Steven Adams, and Jabari Smith were the only guys that came off the Rockets bench. Now, this Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, that's plenty of time for everybody. That's why Steph played 40 minutes and Butler played 42 minutes and Van Vliet played 40 minutes. But after Saturday at Chase, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, yep. Like, real quick and fly back and forth. Houston isn't close to the Bay Area. Like, you're going to need more bodies if the series starts going longer and longer. And that's where Steve and Ime Udoka have to start look at, okay, who do I roll out there? Who's fresher and who is playing well? Because sometimes you get dudes that are really, they find it. You know, they find a hot streak, and you got to ride that. That's in a game as well as in a series.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Speaking of the Warriors bench, Bob, with how much you watch, what is your drink of choice to help you stay calm after watching Buddy Hield make decisions?
Oh, you mean like on a two-on-one? You're throwing a lot of over. Sorry,
just in general, like we
general question.
We love him. You know. We love him, but sometimes you need a drink. That's how I describe Buddy.
Sometimes I go to, you know, I'm a big Seinfeld fan, so there's always a Seinfeld line for everything. And I think it's Kramer in the episode where his skin and everything was terrible because of smoking. And he was like, look away, look away. So sometimes I get in that mode, like, oh God, look away, you know?
Yeah.
But it does, like, it's funny, but it's also on a serious thing. The decision-making against the Rockets matters so much because it's not just an empty possession. Hey, it's a turnover, but 23 points off of those turnovers, like that fuels their whole offense. That, like, you know, Draymond had a great rebound on a stop and went to an outlet. It was deflected. All of a sudden it's being laid in. Like, that's what fuels them. And so it, you know, hit singles. You hear Steve say it all the time. Like, you don't need doubles and triples and homers. Hit singles to not give away possessions and not give the Rockets life. Because, man, when they turn you over and they get running back on you, I mean, they're ferocious, and that is a big part of their DNA. And so you just got to take it away from them a little bit.
Especially when you look at the Rockets in the half court, they're not that efficient. They don't shoot the three great. Şengün can get a bucket, but outside of that, they don't have much else. And I'm looking at earlier in the year when Houston won the NBA Cup game and the Warriors had 22 turnovers and the Rockets only won by 1 point. So is it just as easy as that, Fitz, to distill this down to Warriors take care of the ball, Warriors win?
Well, you're right on the mode there, Dibs, is that it's a possession game. Turnovers for you, offensive rebounds for them. So then you can figure out the possessions. Like, the Rockets took 87 shots, Warriors took 76. So they were plus 11 in shot attempts. And then you start to look at free throws. Okay, 20 to 14, they got to the line more than you, but they're not a great free throwing team. Warriors with Jimmy are much better. But it really, like, if you tell me right now, well, how many offensive rebounds are the Rockets getting tomorrow and how many turnovers are the Warriors committing, we can do that math equation and come up with a win or a loss. Like, and I'm not assuming some shooting variance where the Rockets shoot, 58% from the field in a game. Because the most underrated thing with the Butler acquisition and people that look at the Warriors tangentially is that they're a great defensive team. The Warriors with Jimmy Butler are one of the top three defensive teams in the whole NBA. And it never gets talked about. I mean, it really does. They're Steph shooting, which is remarkable, and like, oh, what about the young guys and the depth and Jimmy can get to the line? And these are all fine, but the Warriors are a rock solid defensive team. And so that gives them a chance in all these games. And so, like you mentioned, the regular season game, which was ugly, 91-90, you lose by a point, but you held the Rockets to 90 in their own, or 91 in their own building. You held them to 85. Like, don't overlook that. Like, that has a lot to do with Ron Adams and Jerry Stackhouse and Chris DeMarco and Steve Kerr and Draymond and Jimmy and GP2 and Looney. Like, there's a lot of defensive minds and a lot that goes into the Warrior defense that is brushed aside sometimes, a lot like the Niners Super Bowl teams. You know, we love to talk about Montana and Steve Young and Rice and this. You know, what about Ronnie Lott and Keena Turner and so many of these great Niner defenders? Those Niner teams also.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Were great defensively, and that's almost never brought up.
Yeah, and they were fantastic in game one yet again, especially in the half court. Bob Fitzgerald with us. Fitz, before we let you go, I wonder if you have any reaction to anything else that has unfolded in the Western Conference so far.
Well, I mean, you gotta look at that Denver Clippers series, and you gotta look at and get excited for Minnesota Lakers. Like, the Denver Clippers series, it's crazy. Is Kawhi Leonard the first AI basketball player? Like, this guy might be like a cyborg. He was so good last night. God, I mean, he was so good against the Warriors in the final game of the regular season. Man, healthy Kawhi, wow, is he a great player. He's something else. And then you look at Denver, Jokic with 7 turnovers. Like, that was a weird game, and they're relying a lot on Russell Westbrook making big shots. So, I mean, that series is probably right where it should be at 1-1. And, you know, that could go 11 games. They won't even decide it probably after 7 games. But, you know, and then the Lakers and Minnesota, Lakers better have a bounce back, because as good as they are, I don't think they want to go down 0-2 and having, you know, spit away 2 home games. So those two series are kind of amazing. And then, you know, OKC, they're doing what they're doing because they're a machine, which I'm not unhappy that the Warriors are not in the OKC bracket. Until, if you saw them, it'd be the Western Finals. Other than that, let somebody else get in front of that train.
Yeah, no doubt, Fitz. Only 4 teams have ever come back from 0-2 down after losing the first 2 at home. So that's what the Lakers would be facing. But I want to ask you about Kawhi Leonard. Is he the most underrated superstar that you've ever seen in your time in the association?
You know, it's always weird, Dibs, when you think like rated, underrated, this right. And that. I think the issue with Kawhi, it centers on one thing. Nobody doubts he was amazing in San Antonio. Nobody doubts he was amazing in Toronto. Nobody doubts when he plays with the Clippers, he has the highest win-loss percentage of any active player, by the way. You know, when he plays, he wins. It's all durability. It's all just games missed. You know, and that's just, injuries are what they are. But for greatness and to be rated or overrated, underrated, you've got to be there all the time. And that is a big, that's the amazing part of LeBron James. 22 years in, always being there. You know, that's why we loved Cal Ripken, because he was always playing. And so, I mean, people love Gale Sayers, people like me, but he played 6 years. You know, he didn't play 12, 13 years. And that's where you get into Tom Brady, Joe Montana. I mean, I love Joe Montana. You know, if I had my life depended on it, he'd be my quarterback. But look at Brady's longevity. And so that's part of sports, is being there all the time and accumulating all those seasons, all those numbers. Kawhi is incredible. But injuries have robbed him of a lot of time. People forget he should have been on this Olympic team in Paris. What about Kawhi the other night playing on that Olympic team with LeBron and KD and Steph? Like, I don't know, we would have had many nail biters in that Olympics if Kawhi Leonard was playing there. So, you know, just whatever physical maladies he's gone through have robbed some of the, you know, the full-on accolades. But God, is it, that guy is an incredible basketball player. Incredible. God, he was so good last night. That was just a performance to behold.
Yeah, no doubt. That series has been just absolutely rock solid and so tight the whole way. Fun to watch. All right, Bob, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really fun to have you.
What city should I have Steph shooting a three from tomorrow night on the broadcast? I had one three from the Woodlands, which is a suburb here in Houston. Any other Texas city? If you throw one out, I will mention it just for you guys.
I went to College Station to watch an A&M game when my old neighbor.
Right.
That's about 100 miles away now, but we did fly into Houston, and you drive about 90 minutes away to College Station, home of A&M, so that's about all I have for you, Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying. Yeah.
Go ahead. I mean, I got a College Station for Divs. What do you got, Mark?
Yeah, well, AI says there is a city in Texas called Bug Tussle. And
Bug Tussle?
Get out of here.
Bug Tussle. And so
that's the winner.
That has my vote.
That's the winner. Deep three from Bug Tussle. That is coming tomorrow night. I don't know when it will be coming, but when it does, you can have a little smile. That was a Mark Willard, Dan Dibley production.
I have never been more excited for a basketball game in my life.
I just hope he makes a three.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's the thing is, if it's super long, I might have it from Bug Tussle whether it goes in or out.
Population of 15, by the way, Bug Tussle. So you'll make 15 people very happy.
All right, well, Bug Tussle just made the broadcast, and people are like, it's that same idiot talking on the radio that was calling the game. It's that Fitz guy.
It's that guy. All right, I can't wait for it. Bob, thanks, man.
All right, great hearing your voices. Made my day. Appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.